Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about exercising in the heat and some new information.
Don't do it. Stay in.
No, you got to exercise in the heat. As a matter of fact, for the people that love to exercise in the heat, like Dr. Fitness, loves it, can't get enough of it, except the last couple of weeks have been just
too hot.
Brutal. Brutal. We all know that when we exercise in the heat, first of all, the number one thing that a person needs to do is acclimate. You can't just go out in the heat that you never run in the heat before or been outside and decide, you know what, I'm going to spend a couple hours doing this, you know, right out of the gate. You got to give yourself
time
to acclimate. And it takes the adaptative changes that need to occur usually take between 2 to 3 weeks. So you got to give yourself a little bit of time there to acclimate to the warm temperatures and exercising in the heat as well. Some of the things you also need to do is the clothing that you wear. You want to wear breathable clothing. Okay, make sure you're not wearing heavy cotton and having your skin covered, because what you want to do is expose the skin to the air so that you can have evaporative heat loss when the sweat hits the surface of the skin.
So you don't wear a shirt, do you?
Well, you want to wear something that's breathing. You can wear a shirt, Lee, especially for you with those.
I never wear a shirt. And my Speedo.
You scared people away. The other thing is you have to drink plenty of fluids, okay? Because we lose lots of fluids. You got to drink plenty of water before you go out. New information, Lee, about exercising the heat finds that apparently putting something around your neck, a cold device. These are new devices that have come out where I guess you either change them, but it's like it's kind of like a thing that's like an ice bar that goes around that's very, very cold.
And you'd it's like that?
Well, here's the deal. They've done studies recently, and they found, especially in one study, in the Journal of Athletic Training, they had people exercise in about 87 degrees, and they ran until they were exhausted. And what they're finding is that the people that wore these collars, they went further with these collars on, and finally their legs gave out, but their core temperatures were significantly higher than people that weren't wearing them. So apparently, it's overriding. It seems like putting something cold around your neck. I'm not talking about like a cold compress, because that gets warm after a while.
Right.
I'm talking about a device that actually stays cold the entire time. Either they're changing them.
That's not good.
No, that's what's good for being able to exercise further and farther in the heat. But what's happening is apparently it's cooling. It seems like, then this is a theory right now, but it seems like it is either changing the thermal strain or the perception of thermal strain on your brain.
Wow.
So you're not perceiving it. You're not perceiving the temperature.
But it's still affecting you, so you could die and you won't notice it.
Or it's subsequently lowering the cerebral temperature, the temperature of the brain and the blood flow that's going
on. I wouldn't risk it.
But it sounds like it. You can exercise longer in the heat. It might be very dangerous. Might actually cause more problems than solving them. But and the other thing is, when you are exercising the heat, expose the surface to cool temp. You know, splash some water on your face. Allow for some evaporative heat loss. That'll help you as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Till next time, keep well.